The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, b'sha'at tovah u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf non dali. Today's daf is being started. Yom Nishmat. Avram ben Esther. Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna. Ruach Hashem. Tenechem begin Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being said Latzlahat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Nun Dalet Amud Rishon. We are starting from the words Yativ Rav Yitzchak Bar Shemuel. That is right on the fourth line, towards the end of the line. The Gemara begins telling us the laws of Dirusa. What is a Dirusa? That's an animal that was attacked by an animal that has a poison in its claws, and when it claws the animal, it sends out a poison into the animal, and if we have to make a bidika to see if indeed it became a derusa. Yativ Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Kamed Rav Nachman Yativ Kama Derusa She'amru Tzricha Bidika Keneged Bene Me'ayim. Like we learned on the last Adam, you have to check around the inside, the Bene Me'ayim area. Rav Nachman Amar Elohim says, I swear, More ba Rav. Rav used to say, Mikapa ve'ad atma. You have to make the bidika from the calf until the yerich, till the leg. So Gemara says, my kapa. What is kapa? What do you mean the calf? Calf literally means the palm. So Gemara says, idima kapa diyada. If it means from the calf hayad, which means the wide area of the paw of the animal or of the shoulder. Look at the sheep. I'm sorry, look at the picture. You see by the shoulder bone, they're calling it kapadiyada, because there's a flat part over there that looks like a palm. So if it means that you check from the shoulder all the way back to the yerech, that whole area, hainu keneged bnei me'ayim. That's exactly bnei me'ayim. That's keneged the inners. But I'm saying, like, if it's from the kapadiyada, which is the shoulder blade, all the way to the atma, to the back of the leg, so that's the bnei me'ayim area. So what is he saying different than the first rabbi? He swore, oh, hi Elohim, you have to check from here to here. That's the bnei me'ayim. So the Gemara says, Ela mikapad de moha ad atma. It's from the kapa of the brain, of the head. This is a flat part on the head over here. See over here? The flat part. So we have to check all the way from the top of the head all the way back. So it includes more of an area of checking than the first rabbi said. Ad atma until the yerech. Okay. Now this is going to include the kind of vishit, basically. According to the other rabbi, you don't have to check kind of vishit. You're just checking the bnei me'ayim area. That starts after the kind of vishit. If you start from the head, that's already including the simanim of the kane and the beshet. Look at Rashi, kapad moha, kaf gulgolet. And kol halal, ba'af keneged the simanim, even including the simanim. Kisalik, Rav Chiya bar Yosef. When he went up, they went up from Bavir to Eretz Israel. Ashkihinu Rabbi Yohanan Ashtakish, the Yad ben Bekamri. So the rabbis, they were sitting and they were saying, "Derusa she'amru tzricha bedika keneged bnei me'ayim." That when you check the animal of a derusa, you check the insides, keneged the bnei, that whole area that you have marked off. Again, makom bnei me'ayim, right? The whole bottom part inside of the animal. That's what Shakish and Yohanan said. Amar lehu, so Chayyabar Yosef says, "Elohim, I swear, Mori bar Rav, Rav said mikapa ve'adatma." So Amar leh Shakish. Manu Rav, Umanu Rav, which means who's this Rav? Who's this Rav? Keep on saying halachot. Rav said, Rav, Manu Rav, Manu Rav. He said, oh, he repeated it twice. Who's this Rav? Rav, he always calling Rav said. So he goes, Veloya Dana, Le, I don't know who he is. So the Shekish is saying, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, as it says, Velo Nehirale. Don't you remember Leoto Talmid Shishimesh et Rabbi Rabba de Rabbi Chaya? There was a student who used to serve and learn under Rabbeinu HaKadosh, or Rabbeinu HaGadol, we'll say, Rabbeinu HaGadol, and Rabbi Chaya. Va'elohim, and I swear, Rabbi Hanan's talking, Kol otan shanin shishimesh oto talmid b'yeshiva, all those years that student, this Rav, that when he learned with the rabbis, he was sitting. Ani shimashti ba'amida. He says, I had to learn with them and serve them standing. But he was able to serve them and learn with them sitting. It means he was greater than me. Uman gevar. And what made him greater than me? Hu gavar bekula. He was great in everything. In Torah and Hasidut. So therefore, Rabbi Yohanan gave him his profile. So this Rav is great. Miyad patach l'shtakish ve'amar. All of a sudden, Shtakish remembered him. So he says, Beram. He says, yes, be'emet. Zachur oto ha'ish letov. We have a good memory. Should be remembered for good. She'amru shemua mipiv. That we have a halakha in his name. Shemuta ushkuta. Which means, after the shechita of the animal, you found the gargaret, the kaneh, is shemuta, it's separated from the jawbone, but it's slaughtered. You cut through it, but you just see it separated. So now, you don't know, when did it come apart? Did it come apart before the shechita, or after the shechita? So it says, kesherah. Because if it was dangling, you wouldn't be able to make a proper shechita. So for the fact you see it was proper shechita, it must have been was connected properly. The Rabbi Yohanan said, do not rely on that. It's possible to make the shechita even if it's dangling, even if it's out. So what should you do? Yavi, bring that kaneh, the yakif, and make another cut in a different place, and compare the cuts. If the two cuts are similar, then it's asura, because we're going to say that the first one was done the same way, because now it's akud. So now it's separated. So when you make the second cut, you're making it on a separated kare. So if it looks like the first cut, so you say, hey, it must have been, it was cut already, it was detached from before, dislodged. So Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, lo shanu ela shelo tafas b'simanim. That's what we're talking about. He didn't hold on to the simanim. But if the shrek grabbed the simanim with his hand and he slaughtered, then it's okay. Then you don't have to worry about it. Then there's no argument over here. Because you're holding on to it. It's tight. But shaking when you just, sometimes the shrek just lifts the neck up and slaughters. So if it's dangling, then the Rihanna said you have to do this test. But if he held on to it, minutes from the neck, he held on to the simanim and he cut, then already it's going to be okay, even if you have a safek now, because you say that it's possible to slaughter it when it is even you're saying the opposite. Right. So he says like this, lo shanu that it's mutated lo bedika kishelo tafas. When you didn't hold it. When you didn't hold it, then it's going to be according to Rav, not Rabbi Yohanan. Rav said it's okay. Rav, the first rabbi. So Rav said it was okay. That's talking about where it was not. It was. You didn't hold on to it. So you didn't hold on to it because he holds it's possible to make a shechita with a. That's the hadush. However, tafas b'simanim v'shahad, if shal shuta shal shechuta, then you have no raya. Because could be it was dangling, and you held on to it, so then you have no. Shekivat she'ohez bakaneh, afilu im netlach, eno yored kol kach lemata shlo yishchot, v'lachem b'mekre ze I efshad atir te behema, afilu asurik ha'bedika, even if you're going to check it, there's no way to check it. It's going to be asur. So he was only talking about shelo tafas b'simanim. Look at Rashi. Rashi will start... Start. Umanu Rav.
Umanu Rav. Mi hu ze Rav she'omrim lefaneinu kol sha'a. Ve'lo nehirali.
You don't remember? Ye'en ta zukhir.
En ata zukhur mi hu. Ve'halo ra'iti kodem she'alach lebavel she'ya meshamesh et hanasi.
Yeah, I saw him. He used to serve that hanasi.
Bi'yeshiva. Hu haya yoshev. Ve'ani omed she'ya chashu mimeni. Ma gavar. Ve'ma hu gudol. Ve'chula. Be'tura u'b'chasidut. Tadach Shakish Vamar, Nihira Li, Zahur
Hulako. Yes, now I remember him, he's good.
Shemuta Veshehuta. Nimsed Gargeret Shemuta Veshehuta Ven Yode Ven Yadua Im Kodim Shakda Nishmeta. Keshira Shim Nishmeta Tahila Aita Yored Lemata Veshuv Eno Nishhetet.
Right. You wouldn't be able to slaughter it, it would fall down. So when you're slaughtering it, there's no kane. Kane would have been in the wrong place. So you would not see a knife mark through it. You would not be able to get it.
V'akif.
The other rabbi says, no, you can
bring
do it.
Another knife.
Just make another cut. And compare. V'akif, yachtechena.
V'chena b'mkom acher, im domim marehen shel chatachim.
Terefim.
Tehoil v'domim.
Yishlomah.
She'af chatach harishon l'achar kibur na'ase. She'af shema'ah.
That's it. Okay, and then Nachman comes along and says that's only talking about that it's muteret lelo bedika, and according to Yohanan, would a bedika? That's only talking about where you weren't holding on to it. Shelo tafas b'simanim, about tafas b'simanim v'shachat. If shalosh shulash tarshes shouta, since you were holding on to the kane, even if it was netlash, it's possible, and therefore you're going to have a Nachman sover shash. What was he this here? This line over here explains it a little bit. Rav Nachman sover shehashvaat admimut ha-hatachim ena ocham vadait v'yesh makom lit'ot ba lefichach hu sover she'efshar lesmoch azeh. Where is this Rav Nachman? I mean again. Rav Nachman sover shehashvaat admimut. I'm reading 18. Chetech ha-namaseh bekaneh be'odo mechobah lemkomo. When it's still attached in its right spot, ועדיין יש בו חיות, מאדים יותר מהתחלה נעשה בקנה לאחר שנקרא. It's red. When you make the שחיטה and it's in the right place, you'll see a redness in the קנה. שאין, שאז אין בו חיות. But שאין כן, if there's no חיות, if the קנה was detached, so you're not going to see a redness. I mean, עכשיו הקנה כמת. The קנה is like met when it's detached. שקנה שנעקר הוא טרפה. הלכה, משווין את החתך הראשון להתחלה נעשה לאחר שחיטה. Which means, what do you check when the Rabbi Yohanan said, make another cut and compare them. Compare the redness. That's what you're comparing. And if it's not as red like the first one, so you see that that it was detached. You're checking the color of the kaneh after you cut it. Im shenem domim bad mimutam, if they're the same redness, yesh tomar, shahaytich rishon asanachar shenekar kaneh. Because now it's nekar. So that means it could be the first one was also near car.
Right.
And therefore it's
different. The first one, right.
Should be good. That's the point. The ima rishon adom yoter. If the first one is more red, siman shenasek kolim shekar siman bebeima muter. So that's explaining the simanim that you're checking between the two of them. Now what does Rav Nachman hold? Let's go to the red. Rav Nachman came along and said, well, if you're holding on to it, so then there's a problem. But if you're not holding on to it, then the Rav says it's okay, and the Rabbi Yohanan says make the checking. So he says the Nachman sover shehashvaat admumit ha-hatachim, checking the two cuts in our chabadit. It's not a definite proof to what's going on. V'yesh makom letot ba lefichach sover she'efshar lesmoch al zeh. You could only rely on the check of Rabbi Yohanan b'tziruf b'sfarah shelom matzui shekaneh shamut yishachet. Which we have to also accept the fact that it's not mistabir, that if it was detached, that it's going to be able to be nishchat. The gamma sevara hi lechud yishaket. Lachin, rak shluachas b'simanim d'shachat, when you need a lot of the simanim, she'az kayyem et ha-sevara anam. So now you have the sevara to say that it couldn't have been attached if, it couldn't have been nishchat if it was detached. There's a sevara to say like that. That it wouldn't have been cut. So therefore, matirim yisuv ha-shvadad, then we'll say, you have two sevarot to be mekil. Number one, it couldn't have been cut if it was detached. And now we're going to compare the two colors to each other. That's when it's going to be said. Adam, im achaz b'simanim, then you're taking off the other sevarot off the table. Because now you don't have the sevarot of that it's impossible to shochet something that's detached. Well, here it is possible to sort of something that's detached because you're holding on to it. And then we're just checking the colors will not be enough. So you need two kulot according to Rav Nachman. You need the sevara of that if it was detached, you're not going to be able to make a cut. And then compare the two hatichot according to Rav Yohanan. But once you take away the sevara of eifshar l'shchot, because you're holding on to it, so if you only have one siman, the colors are not enough. Zeh haklal. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah. What's the rule when it comes to a makah? So we said, any animal that has a makah, that another animal, if it would have the similar makah, would not live. So then the first one is a teneva. Now this one's not living already because you made shaita on it. So then you have to look, this blemish, if it would be on a different animal that's alive, that animal would not live. That makes it a teneva. La'atuye mai. What are you coming to include by giving me this rule? La'atuye shash ma'ateta. That's coming to include the seven tenevot, which we learned on the previous dapim over here, daf membet. We learned the seven different types of terefot that will render the animal a terefa. Debe Yosef Rishba, the people of the household of Yosef the Sayyad, that's the trapper, Yosef Rishba, the woman that trapper, the netter. Mahu Begida Nashia Vekatle. They would hit the animal in the Gida Nasher. Either a hefz, an arrow, or a stick, and it would cause them to die. That's the way they would get them to in the gidan hashir. That's a sayarik. Now, they ask the question like this: what if we would slaughter an animal and find that the animal is blemished in the gidan hashir area before it dies? It didn't die from the makkah. Jeez, they made the makkah. Then they slaughtered it. They want to make it a terefa. Amar lehu, echi lehosif al terefot yesh. Well, you want to add more terefot now? En lecha, ela mashmanu hachamim. Whatever the rabbi said. There's only a new terefa now that if the Gidr Hashem is blemished. The papa bar abba rishba mahe bekulya bekatle. They would hit the animal in the kulya, in the kidneys. And they would cause the animal to die. So atul kabadir bi abba. So they asked the question like this: what if you would slaughter an animal and then you would find something in the kidneys before an animal died? So Gemara says, "Amanu v'chilo sifal terefot yesh." But you want to add now more terefot? En lecha el amashemanu hakamim. The Gemara says, "They are kahazin and the kameta." But you see, it dies. Which is, they used to puncture it in the kidney. Not make sure like that. A trapper. And we die. So you see, it is a terefa. So what do you tell me? Oh, we can't enter the terefot. Animals die when you do that to it. They wouldn't make a conventional shaita. You puncture it in the kidney, and the animal would die. So I came to the rabbi. I said, Rabbi, if we would slaughter the animal and see this blemish, would it make it a terefa? Don't enter the terefot. We don't enter the terefot. It died. The animal dies. You see, it dies. So therefore, it should be a terefa. Gemiri di ibadrela sama haya. If you give it medicine, it'll live. Even if it's a curable item. And then once it's a curable item, that's not going to make it a terefa. Look at the Rashi. Mahu mekulyata. Mekulyata, right before the Mishnah. Makin.
Makin bechetz, haya, bekulyata, milmala, umechavinin she'en hachetz nechnas, v'yiret lemata, min hakelayot, lehala.
They make sure when they're trapping, they were shooting the arrows. So we shoot the arrow, we shoot, it hit the kidney itself without affecting any other parts of the animal.
It
dies. When it's still alive.
Before it dies.
Before it dies, mit shechita. Do we say that that's a terefa or not?
Sam.
You know, you put sam on it, put medicine on it, it's going to be okay, therefore it's not considered a terefa. No, if it dies, it's died.
Right.
But we're talking about, they want to shoot it before it dies.
They shot it.
Still jumping around. Oh, no. Now, I want to make sure I die now. Now, you know that you're going to open the animal, you're going to see a big blemish in the kidney. Right. If you put it with medicine, that would have been okay. Don't add any to the food that are not listed.
So they could do that.
They could do that. Right. Could slow down the animal by...
Legal game.
Right. Legal game. You could shoot the animal and then slaughter it after. But they have to be at precision. To make sure it only hits the kidney, none of the... Alright, so that's okay. Gevara Mishnah. Be'elu kesherot be'behema. The following item that happened to a behema, do not render it a terefa. Nekeba hagergeret. A hole in the kaneh. Right, so we learned already, hole in the kaneh is, no, it has to be isa, the size of a coin. So if this was, let's say, a smaller hole, not a problem. Ocean, it's the car, or let's say cracked the long way, has a crack in it. Ad kama tichsar, how much could be missing and it still be kishera? Banshuguni omer, ad ki isara italki. Okay, up to the shura of a isara italki, that's the coin. Nifhata gulgolet, if let's say the gulgolet is nifna, that's the skull. If the skull came apart, v'donikat krum shel mawah, but the krum, the membrane of the mawah, is still intact. Which means you see part of the brain is missing, but the krum is intact. Okay. So then the deen is over here. He says that Behema kishena mishum shakrum enu omed din nakeh memela al af hasaron begulgolet. Okay, which means even though there's a hasaron begulgolet, doesn't mean the krum is necessarily going to break, and therefore it's okay. Ulam im hasaron begulgolet kesela zero telef. Okay, we're going to see if there's a sela worth missing, then it's a problem. Nikava lev. Okay, there's a hole in the heart. Velo lebet halalo. Remember we learned? In the heart, it's got to be a puncture that goes all the way to the cavity, the inner cavity. But if the hole doesn't penetrate into the inner cavity, no problem. Nishbera shidra. If let's say the spine cracked, but the spinal cord did not come off, nitla kabed, or the kabed is the liver. The liver was removed from the animal. But you have a kezayit left over. Hemsis. Those are two organs of digestion that are attached to each other. So the puncture went where they're attached. On the border. What's the issue with that? Hemsis ubeta kosot. That's the third and the second stomachs. Hem shnei evrim nifradim hasemuchim zelaze. Lechol echad mehem yesh dofen b'fnei'af from their own walls. Ulam b'tzad echad tefnotim d'vukot. But in one spot, they're attached with their walls. Ube'em sasad ze yesh petach b'shnei d'fanot. And there's a hole there. Because the food goes from one stomach to another stomach. Mishnatir b'lamed sh'im nekimu ad'fanot. Nekim mefulet b'kom shem mechubarot. Sh'nifta petach hadash. Basically, you have a new hole. There's a hole there anyway. So another hole came in between these two stomachs over here. And a terefa. Why? Because even without the hole, there's a hole over there. So the second hole is not going to make it any worse. Of course, if it have a hole on the other sides, then it's a problem. But a hole in the spot where they're bordering, it is going to be okay. Nitala tchol. Spleen. Doesn't matter. Even if it's taken out. Nitilo akilayot, or kidneys. Nital lechaya tachton. What's lechaya tachton? The lower jaw. Not the spot that the canine division are attached to. Because that would be a problem. Because then that means the canine division became detached. So the part of the jaw that's not affecting the canine division. Nitila im shela. Im is the womb. Baharuta. That's a lung that became shrunk. And now it becomes hard. Remember we learned this? It becomes hard like a palm tree. Let's say the animal got scared. Then we learned the animal got scared. So it causes the lungs to shrink up. So the Gemara says, Bidei Shamayim, which means if the reason why it got scared is because of natural things like thunder or lightning, then it's okay. Hagiluda. Giluda is an animal that was skinned. They skinned the animal. It's hide. Okay, that's already a machloket. The Gemara is going to explain how do you skin the animal and it remains alive? And all the stuff comes out. I mean, you're skinning an animal and you make a shaita. So we have to see. Okay, all the rashis on the Mishnah song. Let's go.
Right,
which means the bone of the skull was removed, and you see the krum is still intact, the membrane is still intact.
זה לזה, ובאמצעיתן הן נקובין זה לזה, ואם חזרו ונגבו במקום עדיקת דופנותיהן, אין הנקב נראה לחוץ, אלא זה לתוך זה כשרה דהה להדדה
למשפחת, they're pouring into each other anyway.
נטל לחי התחתון, מעל הבשר, והסימנים מחוברים בבשר.
Good. Even though the jaw is gone, but the vishet and the kidney are attached to the flesh. So therefore, it's okay.
האם, מדריץ של נקבה שהבלד מונח בה.
Well, I guess we call that the universe, they call it the womb. Womb, I think. Okay, Baharuta.
וחרותה בידי שמיים מפרש בגמרא שצמקה ריאה שלה בידי שמיים כגון שנבעתה מכל רעם וברקים חרותה
קשה
וחיירו דקל ובגמרא מפרש מנה ידיה אם בידי שמיים
you're coming now and seeing a hard ריאה how are you supposed to know if it was because of thunder or because of human fear First Mishnah on page 2 where he started Elu Terefot and now we're going into Elu Kesherot now we know whenever it says the word Ele is Davka it's these and not something else so he came and told me over here Ele Terefot Ele so now we're going to discuss maybe there's other cases that we're not discussing. Itmar, Yohanan Amar, Elu Terefot Davka. Which means, only the Terefot that we mentioned, none others. The Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Elu Kesherot Davka. That the Elu Kesherot is Davka. That it's saying, Davka, these are Kesherot, but could be there's others that are, it's coming to exclude others that are not written in the Mishnah, that are not going to be Kesherot. Look at Rashi. She's going to explain. No. Let's get again. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Elu Terefot Davka. Hanashon Elu Terefot B'Mishnah Ne'emar B'Davka. So these are the Terefot, but others are not Terefot. Oh. However, when it says Elu Kesherot according to Rabbi Yohanan,
there are others.
Hakatub B'Shtru Elu B'Davka. Ve'enu M'ma'et Makot Shelo Nemnukan She'en Terefah. So when it says Elu Kesherot, it's not restricting that these are the only Kesherot over here. It's not coming to minimize other things. Could be there's other things also that can happen to the animal, that the animal still be Kesher. So he's more strict on the Terefot. We're going to see it. Terefot, Davka, these are the Terefot. No other Terefah can exist. Elu Kesherot, not Davka. The other rabbi says the exact opposite, the Mishnah Shakish. Elu Kesherot, Davka. That only these is going to make them if they have the kishra, but something else, no. And elu terefot is not dafka. There's more, right? More mahmir. Not only the terefot that we mentioned in the first mishnah, but there's also other terefot also that can be added to the list. But kishrot, there's it. These are the kishrot. Like my ass. V'may kame palke. What is the machlok din b'yohanan shlakish? B'dera matna. Amar matna. Hay buka de atma. Desha Beduchte. We had a word for the Bukada Atma. That was the thigh bone that becomes dislodged. What do you call it? Thigh bone? Okay. Dislocated thigh bone. Terefa. So Yohanan Amar Elu Terefot Dafka. And therefore, since the Bukada Atma was not there, so therefore your Bukada Atma is not considered a Terefa. So Tana Terefot. Vetana Zaklal. Oh, so that's why after it said Elu Terefot, it said Zaklal. What's the Zaklal come and do? That now it is coming to add something. What is it coming to add? Whatever the word that said. Even Buka de Atma. So Zaklal is Davka. Oh, but there's another one there. Oh, so the Zaklal comes and handles that. The Haja Lidarab Matna, the Atya Beze Aklal. And we're going to see that what? That Matna is going to hold that this Buka de Atma is included. Why? My Tama, the Damya Linitude. Because it's similar to a limb that is missing. Now we learned already that a limb that's missing causes the animal to become a Terefa. So when it's dislodged out of its socket, that's like it's missing. And therefore, since it's similar to the Tula, so therefore, when it says Zaklal, it's included in what we learned in our Mishnah. So Tana Ela Terefot Hanehu De Terefa Had Rav Matna Keshera. Oh, which reads like this. This is why the Rabbi Yohanan is in the Mishnah. It says Elu Terefot. And he knows Elu Terefot is Tafka. Now, one of the Terefot is if something is missing. If a limb is missing. Okay, limb is missing, that's Netula. Now, Buka de Atma is similar to Netula because it's missing out of its socket. Now, the Kaora, since you're telling me all the Netulas, and you didn't tell me Buka de Atma, so therefore, Buka de Atma is not included. And when you're coming to tell me Zeh Aklal is not coming to include Buka de Atma. Tanu Edu Terefot, Hani Hu de Trefa. These Netulot, yes. Hadrav Matna Keshera. So according to Rabbi Yohanan, it's okay. Buka de Atma is okay. Let's read that in Nashina. Look at Rashi. Metana Zeh Aklal.
Tanino.
If the Mishnah doesn't include it, I would have added it from a Zaklal.
והעידי דתנה אלו בטרפות, תנה נמי אלו בקשרות, ואף אגב דלו ממעד מיידי.
Right, which means, according to Rabbi Yohanan, אלו טרפות is דווקא. Okay, only these are the טרפות. אלו קשרות is not דווקא. Why, so why do you say אלו קשרות? Because we use אלו טרפות, so use אלו טרפות, אלו קשרות, there's other items that are also קשרות, no כלל over there. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yohanan, when it said אלו טרפות, in the Mishnah, MNDs. And one of the terefot in the Mishnah is Netula, if something is removed. Dafka, these items that we mentioned are removed, to the exclusion of Rav Matna's case of the Buka de Atma, even though that's considered removed, but Elu Terefot, Dafka. So let's read that inside the Lashon. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Elu Terefot, Tana Terefot, Vetana Zeh Aklal. Now, the Hajya Liderav Matna, the Atya Bezaklal. Now, obviously the Buka de Atma was included according to Rav Matna from the Zaklal. My Tama, what's the reason? The Damya Liritule. Because this item of Buka de Atma is similar to the Terefa of Netula that the Mishnah taught. Because when it's pulled out of its socket, it's considered like the Tula. So we learned that. We would have included it from Zaklal. Tana Elutu. That's why I would have said, without the word Elutu, I would have included this from the word Zaklal. But now that it says Elutu, it's coming to tell me these, only these Netulot, and not Buka de Atma. That's Rabbi Yohanan. I wish the Zaklal coming for something else. He's not answering what the Zaklal is. So Tana Elu Terevot, Halu the Terefa, the Kaved and all the other things. Hadra Mata Keshera. Rabbi Shimon ben Akish Amar, Elu Kesherot Dafka. When it says these are the Kesherot items Dafka, Tana Terefot, Betana Zaklal. Now, it listed in the first Mishnah, Terefot. These are the Terefot. But he's going to learn that Terefot is Lav Dafka. And it says also Zaklal. The Hajed Rabatad Lo Atya Bezaklal. And he saw that that Rabatad's case of Buka de Atma would not be included in Zaklal. Why? My Ta'ama Lav Linikube Damya. Because this Terefa of Buka de Atma is not similar to a case of Nikuba. Velo Lifsuke Damya. And it's not similar to a case of Pesuke, which was discussed in the Mishnah, where the individual became dislodged. And it's not similar either to Nitule, where it was, it's like, because bottom line, all the pieces are there. It's just dislodged. Which means, according to this rabbi, Zaklal would not be coming to include it. Because really, it's not anything similar to our Mishnah. According to the first of Rabbi Yohanan, it should have been included in the Zaklal. That's what Mishnah say, Elo et Terefot. These and not others. So the Zaklal will not come and include it. Because he understood the Buka de Atma is considered Netula. And therefore, if without the words Elu Terefot, the Zaklal would come and included. Mashiach and the Shagish starts the other way. He says that without the Zekah would not come and include a Bukadat because it's not similar to anything that we mentioned in the Mishnah. So therefore, Tana Elu Kesherot. So the Mishnah comes, these are the Kesherot. Hani Hu the Kesherot. Tavka, these types of Netula. If this is missing, if that's missing, that's Kesherot. Hadar Abmatna Terefa. But that which Abmatna said is going to be a. Look at the Rashi.
Which
means basically it comes out, we can stop here. Basically what comes out according to Rabbi Yohanan and Shtakish the Machlok is going to be on the book of Da'at. So according to Rabbi Yohanan that learns Elu Terefot is Dafka, because if it wasn't for Elu Terefot, he would have included the book of the Atma from the fact that it says Zeaklal when he gives the rule. What was the Zeaklal? Zeaklal said the first Mishnah. We don't have the first Mishnah. What was the first Mishnah? Oh, you have it. Let's see. What was the? We had a Zeaklal here. No, not that bit. Well, our Zeklal of the
of this Zeklal, I think of this pattern.
What does it say? What does ours say? Yeah, because ours doesn't have it. What does it say, Zeklal?
If we can move. Same makan, no? Same makan, other animal.
Yeah, where do you see it? Yeah, but where do you see Zeklal? Zeklal, kol she'en kamo haya. Kol she'en kamo haya. That if it would have a blemish in a live animal, and it wouldn't live. So what's the Zeklal coming to include? So Yama says, according to the Yohanan, really, Elu and Terefot is coming to tell me all Netula, all these things. Without telling me anything, the Zeklal would have included Bukad Atma, because it's also considered Netula. That's why I have Elu Terefot to come and tell me not Bukad Atma, without.
But he holds that the Zeklal includes something else?
Yeah,
he has a strict definition, but the Zeklal has a few more.
Exactly. But the Zeklal is not coming to include Bukad Atma, because Elu and Terefot comes to minimize it. Well, the Shtakish says the opposite. The Shtakish says that we would not have learned it from the Zeklal, because it's not similar to anything that we had in the Mishnah. And therefore, you might have thought that what? That it's going to be okay. So when it says Elohen Kesherot, it says these are Kesher. La Puke, now it didn't say Bukadatma in the second Mishnah. It's Elu Kesherot. If this was missing, if that was missing, if this is a. But Mashma, the Bukadatma is going to be a problem. So basically, the Mahlok between the Yohanan Shtakish is on the Bukadatma. Is it Kesherah or not? Based on an interpretation, either our Mishnah is Dafka, that's the Shtakish, or the first Mishnah is. Go on. Next line. Gufa, Amar Rav Matna, Hay Bukad Atma Deshap Nidukte. It came apart. Right, the head of the limb moved from its place. Terefa, Rava Amar Keshera. V'yifsik nibe. But if the gid came apart, I guess it's like a tendons that attach it. If they came apart as well, that is going to be a terefa virketa. Yifsik name keshera. Even if the tendon comes apart, it's okay. Ad mitakelat akole, until the gid itself becomes decayed. Okay, you see the book of the Atma. You see, it's like a ball bearing. You see the nibe, that's inside under the ball bearing. You have like tendons. So if they came apart also, and they decayed, you see the picture. Gida mechaber shlo. I guess that attaches it. Inside. Wow, Rambam has a totally different interpretation. Rambam's interpretation of the Gidim is actually that attached the bone to the bone. She's learning it's the actual the Nibim that are inside the under the piece. Look at that sheet. Nive Gid or Gid Shebiroshu Shmechubar Bechor. It's in the hole. The Katanu Meod. That's why you can't see it because it's Katanu Meod. Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. How much of the gergeret is missing for it to be kasher? So we said he's not a Italki. How much of it has to be punctured for it to be terefa? I said kishah terefa. And so the Gemara Mishnah said ati sarat italki. So Gemara is going to go to discuss different sizes of coins now. Amazeidi atud lo mitchamel lechon shiura. You never saw the shiur of the Mishnah. You never saw what the isara italki is. So therefore shiure bedinara kurdinaa. It's the shiur of a dinar of kurdinaa. In that place they know what it is. You never saw this, but it's another size. Ba'abe kifshita zutrate. And it's the size of a small matveya, a small coin, like pishita, it's called pishita katan. Umishtakha bene pishitet pumpedita. And you'll find it amongst the coins in pumpedita. That's where you'll find this shi'ur. Amar bihana pitura'a. Bihana pitura'a was the shulhani, he was the money changer. Ila minna yaba ka'e bar nafha. One time, bar nafha came to him. Who was bar nafha? Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan's father was a blacksmith, so they called Rabbi Yohanan Bar Nafha. So the money changer is talking. He says, one time Bar Nafha came to me. And he wanted that coin. The Sha're Betirifta, in order that he could measure the Shul of Betirifa on the Kaneh. And I want to stand up. The rabbi came to the store and wants to stand up for him. He didn't let me. Amar li shev bili shev. He told me, sit, my son, sit. And ba'ale umaniyot. You're working for somebody. Therefore, you do not allow to stand up and take away from your time. You have to focus your mind on the business. And therefore, even for standing up for tamid hacham, it takes a few seconds. You're patur. Keep your mind focused on the business. But she points out. In ba'ale umaniyut ha'oskim b'melechet acherim. That she clearly points out that he was working for somebody else. The who shulchani ayam mishtakel b'shel acherim. The mechsa, he was getting like say commission. V'tzarich lezev latit enav sham. You have to put your eyes and focus on the business. U'lishtadel im kol ha'ovrim. You have to ask all the people that are passing by. If they want something, they want change. This old ma'im sirikin. Vakitani b'tosavta. Hamoshiv et havero b'chanut lemachasit tzarchan emiyah uman lo ya'asuk be'umanuto. Which means, if let's say you're working for somebody, you have another skill. Do not be involved in the other skill when you're working. You're not going to pay attention to the store. That's very important. Now, the Mefarshim point out that even a person that's working for himself does not have to stand up in front of a Tamid Hakam when he's hefsid. It's a loss. He's working, and then standing up for Tamid Hakam, every time a rabbi comes to the store, it's going to cause them a loss, maybe. They do not have to. The Gemara says, Vela? What are you talking about? Ve'atena, we learned the Masechet Bikurim. When the people bring their first fruits to Yerushalayim, so they make a parade, the Bikurim parade. And everybody marches up with their baskets in Yerushalayim, and all the shopkeepers come out of the store, and they stand up in front of the people that are bringing the bikurim. So Gemara says, "Kol ba'alei umaniyot." All the storekeepers and the shopkeepers omdim b'pinehem v'shalim mishlomam, and they ask for their welfare. Ve'omnim naem achen uan sheva kompeloni boachem l'shalom, and they tell them, "Welcome to Yerushalayim, boachem l'shalom." So you see what you do have to stop your job. Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yohanan b'pinehem omdim." Yes, you stand up, but not in front of the Tamid HaChamim. From here you see that this mitzvah bikurim, when somebody's doing a mitzvah, that's even a higher level than standing up for the Tamid HaChamim. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabin, kama habiba mitzvah b'shata. How valuable is the mitzvah that's done in its time? These people that are bringing the bikurim up to Yerushalayim, they're doing the mitzvah in its time. Shalim mipenehem omdim. You stand up for the oleh bikurim, but you don't stand up for tamidei achamim. Who told you that's the reason why you're standing up for them? That it's more credit to them than tamidei achamim? Dilma, if you're not going to receive them with a nice greetings, they won't come back. So then it's an incentive. Really could be standing up for Tamid HaChamim is more valuable. But the reason why you stand up for the Olei Bikurim is in order to give them incentive. Maybe they shouldn't feel bad that nobody's giving the proper kibbutz, they won't come back next time. Look at that. She says, Omdim mipenem amiba amivae bikurim kais. When people bring the bikurim, say bikurim mipenem omdim lechabedam. Kedesh yu regilim labo habiba mitzvah b'shata sirikim anu l'habiba. When a person does a mitzvah, you have to show them the proper respect. Makshilan shim lo yiru'um lehem panim su'uv. You don't show them a light face, a shiny face. V'derek kabod lo yiru'um labo b'tah Torah. Why don't they want to come? Because it's a burden. All the way up to Yerushalayim, wherever they're coming from. So if you make it comfortable for them, so they have an incentive to come to Yerushalayim. Comes the Gemara and quotes from the Mishnah. So we said what? That if on the Kaneh, it's missing the shi'ur of Isara Italki, so that is the shi'ur of a terefa. Now the Gemara is going to say, Amar Rav Nachma. Oh. So what if it's exactly a Sela? Now Gemara goes into technicalities over here. Sela is considered terefa or keshera? Which way does it go? Is Sela like less than a Sela? Or Sela is... The shi'ur of the Mishnah was shi'ur kesela italki. Exactly up until and including, up until and not including. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, kesela, ki yater mekesela. That the exact shi'ur of a sela is like more than a sela. It means it's no good. The Gemara says, ki isar, whatever it says in the Mishnah, ki isar, for example, the sela was said what? Whatever the shi'ur is. Whenever they talk about the shi'ur of a sela, sela is no good. Whenever they talk about isar, isar is kiyatir miki isar. It's more than isar as well. So the exact shi'ur, so we call that ad velo ad bichlal. Up until and not including. Meaning up into isar. But once you get to the isar, you're out. So they put up into not including. Ad velo ad bichlal.
Well, they're saying,
no, it says kisela. What's kisela? Up into a sela or up into and including a sela? That's a sela. Kisela could be up to a sela, not including a sela, or kisela up to and including. It's always a famous question, is it? Questions over shas. Look at Rashi. Kisela ki yeter mikisela. Heka de shi'arul bara kisela ki god gabe pluta de shidra ve gulgolet. Okay, that's the case of in the Tum'at Mit. When you have the spinal cord and you have the skull. How much can be missing from the shidra? And we'll say that it does not exude tum'ah, the amount of a drill that the doctor drills into the spine and takes it out. The amount that if you would take it from a live person, he would die. And the same laws apply to how much is that? Kesela. Now, what's the shi'ud? The ita amri atam the manita tara kesela, vashmiina, some say it says kesela, vashmiina of Nachmanaka, the chish would have been a kesela, when they said sela, sela mitsumsam ka'amar. They mean exactly up into a sela. The chiyavi mitsumsam, you know, can't take him as which means. When they say a sela exact, that's the shi'ud they were talking about. And therefore, that shi'ud is considered more as well. That's the.
More so.
No, not all the more so, which means you would have said maybe sells less. When you have exactly the shi'ur of a sela, it's considered more, and therefore it's not going to be a tumah. Go either way, I can say a sela is considered less than a sela, therefore it's going to bring tumah because it's not considered hasaron. Or I can say the sela is considered more. So the Gemara says over when it says sela, sela is exactly the shi'ur of a sela, and that's considered like more. Habib to sabdi no kiyata mek sela ki isar kiyata mek isar. Until how much is lacking in the kaneh? And you still tell me it's kishera. Up until the kisar. Once you get to isar, it's like more than isar, that's going to be terefa. So both cases are up and to and not including.
Does it say how much is it to
kishera?
Or does it say to be terefa?
Until the isar.
So Isar is
Talifa. That means once you get to Isar, you're no good. Isar is considered above an Isar.
Right, less than
that. Okay, so it's Ad Velo Ad Bechlal, up to and not including. Gemara now is going to say, Ad Kasabar Nachman, Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. Very good. That's what we see from Nachman. Nachman must hold that the Shurim are Ad Velo Ad, up until and not including. Now the Gemara is going to ask a host of questions against Etibe, Rabbal Rab Nachman. Hevela Yotzim in a Mitah. Okay, a bed is mekabel tumah because a bed is a keli. Remember, I used to make the beds in the olden days. They used to have ropes. The ropes used to go across the bed on the sides. They used to have like holes. They used to rope the ropes across. And once the rope becomes part of the bed, it becomes a keli as well. A rope on its own is not considered a keli. It's not mekabel tumah. But once it becomes part of the bed, there's a din of a keli. Now we're going to talk about there's some excess rope hanging off the side of the bed. What's the din? Is it considered batel to the bed? And if it's a keli, could be mekabel tumah? Or do you say no? Its excess has no function, and therefore it's not going to be mekabel tumah.
Connected,
yes, but it's dangling over. So Gemara says, "Eti be'rabbanan one, hevel yotze min amita." The rope that's dangling off the bed, ad hamisha tefachim tahor, up until five tefachim, it's going to be not going to be mekabel tumah. Why? Because it has no function. Ad hamisha tefachim tahor. Now the Gemara says, "My love hamisha kelimata." Now it sounds like up until and including, meaning up until 5 and including 5 is still going to be considered Taor. So you see what? We go up until and including. So the Gemara says, who told you that? La Hamisha Kilimala. I'll tell you up until and not including. That means up until 5 is Taor, and 5 or more is Tameh. There's, you have no proof. Look at that sheet. She says, okay. After you wove the bed, there's part of the rope hanging over the mitah. It's not worthy to use it for anything. It's like it's part of the mitah, which means if the mitah gets tamed, this rope is not going to be concluded. It's not included. Now, my love, hamisha kelemata. Maybe hamisha is like less. No, it's hamisha. Well, no, geez, 5 is considered 5 and 5 and up is going to be considered tamer. What could you do with these items over here? Because you could tie the Korban Pesach to your bed. Once it's 5 or more, it has a function. As we said, you can take the Korban Pesach, as she says, Shebo Koshrin et HaPesachim. You take Korban Pesach, Zechel HaPesach Meslaim. Dechtiv Isru Hag Ba'amotim. Now, it's not Korban Pesach today. But they used to do a Zechel Korban Pesach. They used to tie a sheep to the bed as a Zechel. Yeah, and she says, Zechel HaPesach. Dechtiv Isru Hag Ba'amotim Al Kadom Ezbaya. Uchtiv Levaya Lechem Hashmed Meshalshim Et HaMita. Okay. I'm going to ask a question. Ha'ashema. Mechamisha Ba'ad Asara. From 5 to 10, Tameh. Okay, that's already has a function. 5 to 10, like we said, as you can tie up to Korban Pesach. Oh, Ma'elav Asara Kelemata. Oh, so 5 to 10. And 10 is going to be considered like no good. It's going to be considered like in between. 10 is going to be considered like 9. That means we're considering that what? It's not... It's including. Which means we're including 10. 5 to 10 and 10 is including. It means 10 is also Tahor. I'm sorry, 10 is also Tameh. It says 5 to 10 is Tameh. So the Gemara says, my lab, 10 is also considered Lemata. I mean, 10 is also going to be Tameh. Therefore, it's up into and including. Against the La. Asara kilemala. No, 10 is up until 10 and not including 10. Meaning from 10 and above, it is going to be tahor. Why? Because kind of, when it's too big, it doesn't have a purpose, does not have a function. Comes when it continues. Tashema. Haddakin shebikle chenis. What is that talking about? Kili chenis, earthenware, pottery vessels that are small. Hen, which is the kelim themselves, vekarkorotehen. Well, let's say they broke. That's the base of them. They broke. So the base of these earthenware kelim, v'dufnotehem, or let's say their walls, yoshvin chelo misumachin, if they're able to rest without having on their own, without having anything to prop them up, they're able to sit alone, so they still have a din of a keli, even though they broke. But as long as they have a function, what's their function? Shi'uran bechde sikat katan. So long as they can hold enough oil that can anoint a katan, meaning the small finger of a katan. So long as enough oil that you can put in that item, it's considered already a keli. Ve'ad log. So long as it came from an original keli that was able to hold a log. That means the original vessel was able to hold a log. It broke, so now it went all the way down to a small amount of oil just to put on the kid's finger. If it still has that shiur left, that ratio from a log down to that, you're considered still metameh. My love, Yibara says, log kedemata. That when we say log, it's up until and including the log. Meaning, so long as it has the shiur of a log, then you can get away with having in the other, in the leftover, in the broken part, the shiur to anoint a child. Because we're going to see the bigger the keli, the more you need to have in the broken keli. So the Gemara is going to say now, that when it says log, it means up until and including a log. So it means if you have a log's worth in the original one, so then if you have even a small amount to put in the kid's finger, it still can be considered tamir. Also, it's a question against the Nahman. Log kinemala. No, up and until and not including the log. The log is considered for the next level. You're going to need more. If there was a log or more, you'll need more in the remnant in order to remain tameh. Tashema. Now we go to the next level. Midlog ad se'ah. Let's say the original vessel was able to hold up from a log up until the se'ah, but if it breaks, you need at least the ink left over in the broken part. So Gemara says, same question. My love, se'ah kinemata. Must be open, including a se'ah. Therefore, se'ah is still considered the lower shiur between the Revi'i. Given a question against Abda'aman, because Abda'aman said it's up and not including La Se'akele Ma'ala. It's up until and not including the Se'ah. Once you get the Se'ah, it brings you to the next Madrigat Hashema. Mese'ah Ba'at Sa'ta'ayim. When you go from one Se'ah to two Se'ah in the original Keli, Ba'atzilog, then you need a Hatzilog in the remnant, the broken Keli. Ma'ilav Sa'ta'ayim Kelemata. Same question again. Must be that Sa'ta'ayim means up until Sa'ta'ayim and including Sa'ta'ayim. Means the two Se'ah is still considered in this level. And if it's ad bechlal, Gemara says la satayim kelemata. That takes to the next level. If it's ad velo ad bechlal, so all basically it's the same question all over. That Gemara's questions against Abda'aman. No, you said it's ad velo ad bechlal. I am showing you questions that it's ad ve'ad. No, it's not ad ve'ad. It's ad velo ad. Gemara says ve'atanya. Gemara now is going to bomb out the last three answers, because we just said in the three answers that we said look. Se'ah Sataim. That in all those answers, those are up until and not including. The Milog already is the next level. Se'ah is the next level. Sataim is the next level. Can be Vatanya. Log Kilemata. Se'ah Kilemata. Sataim Kilemata. You see, all these three levels are considered ad the ad bichlal. That you're going that up until the log and including a log. It's still considered in that level. Up to a se'ah, including a se'ah. Oh, so therefore you can't answer those answers if we have a question against Rav Nachman again. Because now you told me it's up until and not including. But from these cases over here, we see it's up to and including. Gemara says, Rule Atam the Chumrad. Amen Rabbi Abu, Amar Rabbi Hanan, Kosh, Shoneh Rachamim, Le'achmir. They have the rule. Basic rule is going to be like this. All the shi'urim of the Achamim go lahmir. So therefore, when are you going to say up until and including when it's a humrah? And when it's a kulad, then you'll say up until and not include. That's the rule. There's no set rule that you say ad ve'ad or ad ve'lo ad bechlal. You go with the rule of lahmir. So whatever item is going to take you lahmir, we go lahmir. So now let's go figure it out in our situation over here. In the case of the, let's go, we have a few cases. In the case of the terefa, okay. So to say terefa, so it's a humrah. So over there, we're going to say that what up until and not including is going to be kasher. But once you get to an isar, we're mahmir. Up until that, once you get to isar, it's kalemala, and then it's going to be a terefa. That's a humrah. When it comes to these cases over here, we're going to say what is linyan tumat kelim. So we're going to say when it gets to a log, let's say. So when it gets to a log, so log is considered lemata. Which is log is considered lemata, we're going to say...
Small
right. And therefore even less left over is going to remain, make the keli tameh. That's a humrah again. So therefore we take both sides, ad ve'ad, ad ve'lo'ad, so long as the final result is going to be le'ah-mir, except for one case which is rabbinical, where we go with the smaller shura. What is that? Chutz mikigrishal ketamim la'ker. The halakha says if a lady sees a stain on a white garment, so the shiur is a gris ve'od. She has to see the size of a gris. Gris is like a bean. Okay? Now, the Gemara says gris ve'od. So that means it's lo'abecha, which means they were lenient. They would say if she saw exactly like a gris, it's like less than a gris. And therefore she's tehora. But gris and, yes, up to and including a gris, she's tehora. The shiur is gris ve'od. The rabbi said ad gris. But in that, the rabbi said ad gris. But over this, since we're being lenient, so we're going to say, even a gris, she's okay. What's the shiur of tum'ah for a gris ve'od? A specific case for nida, where we have a leniency. Kam the Gemara concludes on this point. Daika nameh diktani ala dahi. On that braita, when we talked about the rope that was coming out of the bed. So what did it say? Hamisha kilema'ala. When you have five is going to be considered like lemala, and therefore it's going to be tameh, because we said from 5 to 10 it's tameh. However, where it says asara kelemata, 10 may be considered like it's less, which is also going to be tameh. So you see, we're playing it both ways. 5 we put up, and 10 we put down. Why? You're soter, you're not soter. You're following the rule that what? You always take the ad ve'ad, the lo ad bechlal, in order to go le'ah mir.
That's not what we said before. We said asara lemala.
But now we're giving the answer.